Well, friends, we've been tracing the Saviour's footsteps through the Gospels, considering those wonderful times in our Lord's earthly ministry whenever he came to individuals who were going through trials and difficult circumstances in their lives. We've been thinking a lot about the words of the great hymn by Oswald J. Smith, "When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay." We have noted that he comes to the sinful, he comes to the needful, he comes to the fearful, he comes to the tearful, he comes to the faithful. And we're going to notice as well today that he also comes to the sorrowful. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, we have a wonderful, in fact, it's a beautiful account of two discouraged disciples, and they were making their way in the evening hour to a little village called Emmaus. Their hearts were heavy, they were downcast, they were discouraged, they had trusted in the Saviour, they had heard about the crucifixion, they had heard now about the empty tomb, they didn't know what had become of the Lord's body. It seems that they never anticipated at all really a resurrection. Those early disciples, they hadn't got everything together theologically. They didn't understand some of the things that had to happen to the Saviour and some of the things that would happen. And so they were confused, they were disappointed, they were discouraged, they were downcast. And they were very much alone at that evening hour, just as they walked together, nobody else with them. And they poured out their hearts, the one towards the other. And they were sorrowful. And I would encourage you to read those opening words of Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. In fact, if you read the whole chapter, it will certainly bless your soul, especially if you're a Christian who is downcast, discouraged, maybe despondent, maybe your hopes have been disappointed, maybe you feel let down in some way. But the Lord knows all about you. He knows all about your needs. And we read these wonderful words in Luke chapter 24 and verse number 15. "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And he began to ask a few questions. They did not immediately recognize him. And it's quite amazing whenever you consider many of these instances that we've looked at in the Gospels already, more that we'll come to consider, that very often whenever the Saviour comes, his own people do not recognize him immediately. And the Lord began to ask them questions, and they thought this stranger on the road to Emmaus is somewhat ignorant of the events that have happened in recent days. And they poured out their hearts about the Lord, about the cross, about the empty tomb, about their disappointment, about their confusion. And then the Bible says that the Saviour, the Lord Jesus, opened the Scriptures. And beginning at Moses, the first five books of the Bible, the books of the law, and in all the prophets he spake unto them the things concerning himself. And their hearts began to open. In fact, later on they testified that their hearts burned within them as he spake to them by the way. And what a remarkable, remarkable thing that was. Their hearts burning within them. And then all of a sudden their eyes were opened and they realized who it was. And their tears were wiped away. Their hearts were filled with glory. And they just prayed and said, "Abide with us. The day is far spent. The night is at hand." And they just were so thrilled that their Saviour had come to them in the midst of their sorrow. So whenever we are sorrowful, whenever we're discouraged, disappointed, downcast, our hopes seem to be in tatters at our feet, what do we need to do? Well, it's important to get a word from the Lord. Open the Scriptures. Read the Word of God. Pour out your heart in honesty and openness before the God of heaven. And if you see the Saviour in the Scriptures and you hear the voice of God speaking through his Word, your heart will be blessed and your heart again will burn within you. May God write his Word upon our hearts today. May God encourage us, and may the Saviour come to our hearts in these days. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening.